Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world, whenever you are watching this or listening to this live streaming. I am Apo Adman of Luntiang Agama, Natural Divine Art Shrine of Healing, broadcasting for the Order of Peace Weaver here in San Jose del Monte, Bulacan, Philippines. Today, I just want to share you a question that I'm always thinking of. What if we are the God of this world? What kind of world we should have? I just think of having this power such as God. But it's so wonderful to think that our God is powerful enough, whether we call it God or Goddess. Since here in the Philippines, our gods have no gender. It could be male or female, and we call it Diwata. So living our life here is composed of challenges and problems, and we might see difficulties in life. So I wonder, if we are God of this world, life probably would be easy. But I am thinking of the powers of God in handling problems, in solving problems, and to think of that people learn how to communicate with God, to pray, to ask. Would we be able to carry or to hear all the problems of the people in this world? And actually, it's not only humans do pray, as I believe even animals do pray. So as plants, all of the creatures here that we could found, they have the ability to pray. And as a Filipino, we are naturally animist, so we believe that everything that exists has souls. So being a soul, they are life force that could support us as human being. And as a life force, a fellow life force, life being that exists in this world, they also have the capacity to pray. So as if you are a God, will you be able to hear the prayers of the people? Will you be able to hear everything out that cries in the world and help them? And it is so amazing that, or I am grateful that I am not God. I am just a human being, and I would embrace my humanity because of that. Because I think of that it's too much problem. God has too much problem. So I think of not praying anymore, but because I don't want to add a problem to God, to our Creator, no? But I think again, our prayer is the one that gives God strength. So as our problem that we face in our world is training us, is allowing us to have the manifestation of God within us. So this is why I think of praying for peace every day would help us be developed into a God-like nature. We become an instrument of God in giving peace or making peace throughout the world. We might not have this capacity to financially help, but we have our own hands, we have our own feet, our hands to work, our feet to walk. We might do the task that God has given us, and this is to secure and to maintain peace in our life. I also remember that God is eternal. It lives longer than human beings, or never die, but lives forever. And I remember a movie that there is an old man who lives 1,000 years. And everyone only lives just 60 or 70 because that is the normal lifespan that we have now. I just see that it was so very lonely. Yes, lonely, because you will see people die and leave you. And for me, it's quite hurtful and emotional to know that someone will leave, someone will die. But that is the process of life. That is necessary so that we could be reborn. I should be happy if I live longer, But I didn't imagine myself to see all people who are with me now die, and I'm the only one who will be left alone and meet again new people and see them age and die again. So having an eternal life probably will be a curse. That's why the vampire, no? The vampire that I see, they considered it as a curse rather than a blessing. But there is a witch that I met, no? Whatever comes into our life, do not consider it as a curse, but consider it as a blessing, an opportunity for us to experience things in our life. So this experience that we have is a learning process that will be imprinted in our mind and in our heart that we could use in the future generation to help others to live their life. And actually, this experience now I am sharing with you, and with that question, no, of being God in this world, I share because we have the ability to create a kind of world that we should live. Although we could not influence others that easily, but it needs a lot of working, a daily commitment of telling everybody that we are a peace weaver. We tell, not bragging about, hey, I'm a member of the Order of Peace Weaver, but silently we pray for peace. And that prayer, I believe in the power of our prayer. It empowers God. As we empower God, the divinity, it also empowers us and uses us to become a channel of God's blessings to the world. We can be a blessing to the people that surrounds us by praying for them. And right now, I want to read, or I want to remember, the prayer request of Lady Ebony Nash for the people of Iowa who are suffering from domestic violence. I hope that this domestic violence, actually what I see is this is kind of power tripping, that I should be the only one who will, you will hear or follow my command. And that is anarchy or monarchy or whatever. No, it's a very selfish act. That's why they are violating the other rights of, or the rights of other people. And that is a form of violence. And it has been taught to us in our priest prayer that we should pray against violence, to end up violence, because it is one of the enemy of our peace. By enslaving other people, no, being, and this is what I am glad, because I am not a God, and we have a great God that listens to our prayers. It teaches us to become divine to our own rights, but being divine would allow also other people to experience life of their own. It doesn't mean that God ignores our prayer. It doesn't mean that God ignores our prayer. And we have a topic of Lakaina comparing the Western gods to the Filipino God. There is a big difference, because we have also able to experience to work with different deities around the world. No, and what we notice that probably there are gods will tolerate you if you give offering. They will give instantaneously what you ask for. But what we experience about our Philippine Diwata, no, we could give offering as a symbol, as a gesture of our appreciation to the Diwata. But instead of giving our exact request, wish, or prayer, our divinity empowers us, because the divinity said to us that we have the ability to create. And one time when I pray to Mayari, which is my personal deity, she said to me, I have created everything. I am the owner, the creator of this world. And everything that you need is already present in this world. So now, that is a new need. It comes from you. So you should create that, manifest that in your life. And In praying, we should determine what kind of request we are giving to the divinity. For example, if we want money, the divinity won't give us money, because money is made by man. The first money is derived from gold, and people mint it and make it into a coin. That's why right now we have paper bills. So it's not God who created that, it's human who created that. And as human, we could create our own money, no? We could have that paper bill money by working. And what we ask to God is to give us knowledge, give us inspiration, give us ability to act it out, so that we could convert this energy into the energy that we needed in order to live. So with that, I invite every one of you to pray with me the ladder of peace. So let us pray. There is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice, justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a fruit from the seeds of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come to you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and wars around the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevails on earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth enjoy the blessings of love. May all the domestic violence that is happening around the world will end, as we create and manifest this in our life by our unified will, with aiming no harm to anyone and in full gratitude to the divine. And it is so, so mote it be, mayari na, and pag-asatin. So fellow peace weavers, I want to remind you that today in this country, in the Philippines, it's already September 15, and the time is 9:18 a.m. and I would like to encourage you by 9 p.m. in your local time zone. So it means for me later tonight, since it is morning, now by 9 p.m. we are going to have the rolling prayer for peace. So tomorrow for you, now by 9 p.m. on your time, I encourage you to pray for peace as well, and happy new moon. So what are the declarations that you are going to perform right now? No? So I hope to see you again tomorrow. So may everyone be blessed, and mayari na, pag-asatin, paalam, I love you all. Bye.